So, Esmeralda, were you thinking about sandwiches at all?
Yes.
Where to get your favorites?
Yes.
According to Thrillist.com, they have the best cheap sandwiches in Chicago for $6 or less. That's pretty cheap.
That is cheap.
$6 for a sandwich. So first on the list, and I don't think they're in order. They're just, you know, they're just on this list, and these are some of the ones that you can get. And it's a really great list, and they're from all over the city and different neighborhoods in the city. And we would love to hear from you guys, like in the suburbs and elsewhere, where some of your favorite sandwiches are. 312-981-7200. You know, nothing better than a good sandwich. All right. First one here is the Cubano sandwich at Cafecito in the South Loop. And it's one of the best Cuban sandwiches in the city, and it can be yours for only $5.79. Oh. I love Cuban sandwiches. Love them. It's fantastic. How can you not just love it? It's mustard, it's pickles, it's cheese, and it's pork. And it, you know, I mean, how do you not love it? And it's like a panini. But the Cubano sandwich, the Cuban sandwich. Do you have a good, you know where to get a good Cuban sandwich, Esmeralda?
I don't.
No. You know where they used to, and I don't know where, we had somebody talk about this last time, and I wrote it down, and I forget where it was. But if anybody has any, you know, Cuban sandwiches, if you've been to Cafecito in the South Loop and had their Cuban sandwich for only $5.79, that's a deal, man. And if it's as good, because, God, Cuban sandwiches are good. There used to be a place on Ashland next to Ty's till 4. That fantastic establishment. This is a long time ago. This was probably 20 years ago. And it was a small little diner, Cuban diner. And I used to work at Ty's. And before work, I would stop in there and get a Cuban sandwich all the time, every time I worked. And it was the best Cuban sandwich I've ever had. It was the best. I can't remember the name of the place, and it was located right on Ashland there, next to Ty's, till 4. But that was where it's not there anymore, but that was, without question, the best Cuban sandwich I ever had. And it was cheap. It was one of those small little places. I don't know what it is now. I think it is a restaurant. I'm pretty sure it's a restaurant. I just don't know what it is now. But it's like, I think next, not right next door, maybe 2 doors down from Ty's, near the corner of Addison and Ashland. That was the best. They had the best Cuban sandwiches. All right, do you have a favorite? Did a favorite sandwich pop into your head, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay.
On Lawrence, Lawrence and Rockwell abouts, there is a Vietnamese, you can get a Vietnamese sandwich there, a banh mi, for pretty cheap. And they have all different kinds, chicken, like barbecued, Chinese barbecued pork, chicken, shrimp. You can get pretty much anything. It's so good. And
yeah.
It's very large.
I've been there. I used to live not far from there when I lived right around Lawrence and Kimball. And so I wasn't very far from there. And that area's got some really great, authentic restaurants there, you know, like real ethnicity.
There's some good pho,
yeah,
on that street too.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of good stuff in that area in Albany Park. Lots of, you live in Albany Park, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of good restaurants.
That might be Lincoln Square still. I'm not sure.
Rockwell and Lawrence. Yeah, no, I think that is.
Yeah,
I think that is Lincoln
close.
Square. Yeah, I think that is Lincoln Square. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back. What are your, I got some more here from Thrillist.com. $6 or less for the best cheap sandwiches in Chicago. What falls into that category for you? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Good morning. How are you? Hi, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. And my dad will be calling in a little bit to tell a jokey joke. And it's Monday. We got some great stuff lined up for the week here. Coming up this week, let me just throw down some names. Don Coscarelli is going to join us. He is the writer and director of Phantasm and the newest chapter of the Phantasm saga. Phantasm Ravager opens at theaters this week, and there's an all-day horror fest that I'm going to be co-hosting on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 8th, at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont, starting at noon, going till midnight. Six horror movies, including Phantasm Remastered and the premiere of Phantasm Ravager. So we're going to talk about that and have Don on to talk about the movie and everything. Our good friend, you know, as we have kicked off Halloween here officially.
The wind beneath my wing.
That's right. And by the way, the picture of Fartenstein and Count Fartula is up on our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. They're right by the WGN radio microphones being professional. So anyway, Rich Coase, our good old buddy Sven Gulli, is going to join us this week to talk about all of his busy activities. Then that's going to be coming up as well. And I'm very, very so excited to welcome later in the week to the show one of my comedy heroes, a guy named Tony Hendra, who is one of the founding members of National Lampoon. A massive influence in the world of comedy, and you would know him best. You know, I mean, his work with National Lampoon and his work, elsewhere is legendary. But you would probably know him best as Spinal Tap's manager with the cricket bat. That's Tony Hendra, and he's going to be joining us later in the week. So lots of good stuff. And then I'm off for I'll be off from Friday till next Friday. I'm taking a few days to do nothing. So there you go. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about great, cheap sandwiches that you can get. Do you have any suggestions? 312-981-7200. Here's the next one on the list from La Bamba in Logan Square. And it's spelled B-O-M-B-A, La Bamba. And it's a steak sandwich with thin, crispy plantain planks that are tested by piles of grilled steak, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and melted cheese. And it's great at this great Puerto Rican, beloved Puerto Rican joint. It's $6, and it's the habarito, the steak habarito. That sounds good.
I think it's J-I.
Habarito?
Hibarito.
Hibarito? Oh, it is Hibarito. You're right. Yeah. Hibarito. I can barely, read English. I enjoy the plantain used for bread. How about this? A Venezuelan inspired now you've got to tell me how to pronounce this. Arepa or arepa?
It'd be
shredded pork, A-R-E-P-A.
It'd be arepas.
Arepas?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's at the Puesto Sandwich Stand in Lakeview.
FYI, they have a lot of, they sell in Boston, there's a lot of stands that sell arepas.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was weird.
In Boston?
Yeah, they were just everywhere.
That's interesting.
We didn't get one because we were always going somewhere to eat. So
Right.
But they were everywhere. It's kind of crazy.
Okay. This is a low-key sandwich shop and snack outpost that features... it's filled with shredded pork, guacamole, and a queso cotija. There's a Cuban sandwich style with sliced ham, pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, mustard, and mayo for $6. So you can get a Cuban sandwich there too. You ever been to this place?
I haven't. Where is it?
It just says Lakeview. Puesto Sandwich Shop. It's P-U-E-S-T-O. Sandwich Stand. So, I don't know. It's in Lakeview. We can probably find the address.
3349 North Sheffield.
Oh, Wrigleyville. Right there. 3349 West Sheffield.
North Sheffield.
In North Sheffield. So, there, yeah. That's Belmont and Sheffield, basically. No, wait. Belmont and Sheffield. That would be Belmont and Sheffield, right? Because Addison is 3600 North.
Right. Closest majors would be Roscoe and Clark.
Okay. There you go.
It's hidden.
Yeah.
It's very off to the... It's very secluded.
That's probably why...
There's nothing around it except houses.
Yeah, that's probably why they can sell stuff for $6. There's no overhead, I guess.
Yeah, because you know what it is? If anybody, you would have to seek it out.
Right.
Because you would immediately run into... that cafe
What cafe?
The Pick Me Up.
Oh, okay.
There's Pick Me Up and there's pizza. Like, you wouldn't even think to go down Sheffield that way to find anything to eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? Prosciutto and fresh mozzarella sub at Bari on the near west side at Noble Square. That place rules. Yeah, Esmeralda, have you ever gone to Bari?
No, where is it?
It's on, is it Grand? I want to say Grand near Damon. Maybe a little bit east. It's actually near the Kennedy.
So it's on Grand. Is it a store?
It's like a grocery store.
Oh, those are my favorite.
It's like an Italian grocery store, and the sandwiches in this place, Esmeralda, unbelievable. Some of the best Italian sandwiches.
I know where it is.
It's so good. And as soon as you walk in there and you inhale, you're not going to leave. It smells so magnificent in this place. And they picked the prosciutto with fresh mozzarella sub. $6 is more than enough to score a solid 9-inch Italian sub packed with a variety of meats, cheeses, vegetables, condiments, and seasonings at this neighborhood mainstay. But the $6 prosciutto and fresh mozzarella sub is one of the great combinations that you'll find at this old-fashioned Italian grocery store. It's so good. Yeah, that place rules. It's funny. I dated a girl who lived near there, and we dated for about 7 months before she moved in with me. But for that 7 months, I was eating at Bari like every day.
Wait, 7 months?
Yeah, she moved in to me 7 months after we started.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It lasted 3 years. So anyway, for that 7 months, when I'd go to visit her, we would go to Bari all the time. I ate like a pig. That place is amazing. Always has been. Let's see. 773 area code says, Manny's has the best corned beef sandwich. I would agree with that. Best corned beef sandwich in the city is at Manny's. Pastrami, too. The pastrami there is, ugh. And yeah, and they do give you 63 pounds on one sandwich. So, you know, I want to mention the Gale Street Inn, because the Gale Street Inn has great food, and they have one of my favorite sandwiches is the Route 21 steak sandwich. So, you like steak sandwiches, Esmeralda?
Do I?
You should, when you get to Gale Street. By the way, Gale Street Inn, thank you for sponsoring my dad's joke, which is happening a little bit later on, my great friend George Karzis. The Route 21 steak sandwich at Gale Street Inn. It's a sirloin sliced thin. On a French roll with Swiss cream, Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and a chipotle crema. Mm. It's really good. Really good. So, yeah. Great stuff. All right. Here's your banh mi. Barbecued pork in Lincoln Square, uptown, at the New Lawn Bakery. For $4.95.
Oh, really?
$4.95.
I was like, I knew it was cheap, but
this authentic bakery dishes up some of the best you'll ever find: barbecued pork with pickled vegetables, jalapenos, and lots of cilantro, tucked in a fresh baked baguette. $4.95, no exception. But you have to get it before they run out for the day. I guess they're just gone. Like that could. So there you go. 847 area code says, I love the Cuban sandwich at Granite City. Where's Granite City? I enjoy I enjoy Cuban sandwiches. All right. John from Maryland said there's a place called the Crazy Coconut in Tampa, Florida that makes the greatest Cuban sandwiches.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's Florida. the first time I ever had one was about 4 years ago, and they make them exactly like you're talking about. I love your show, as always. Okay. Got to get to Florida for the Cuban sandwiches, I guess. I would expect nothing less, though. You would expect to have a fantastic Cuban sandwich if you're in Florida. All right. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up here, and then afterwards we'll get more. We'll talk more about your sandwich situation. And we'll also talk about some of the weird holidays that you can celebrate during October. Okay. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. weekday mornings. Steve Grzanich will be with you in the opening bell at 5 o'clock, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. We're talking about this list from Thrillist lists a bunch of great cheap sandwiches that you can get around the Chicago area. And we would love to hear from you. Call us or text us at 312-981-7200. And they're under $6, the ones that are on this list. $6 and under. So we're going to get to that get back to that in a second here. And then, of course, we do have this.
That one got away.
See? That's Fartenstein. And his friend Count Fartula.
Smell my fear.
Ooh. Yes, I'm a professional broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan from Bridgeport says, Rico Benny's breaded steak sandwich is the best in the city. That sandwich rules. I don't know if you've ever had it, but it rules. And on this list, they pick from Rico Benny's, they pick the meatball sandwich. It says, you'll feel like the richest person alive when you sink $5.69 into a regular-sized meatball sandwich and witness a hearty return to form of giant beef balls coated in cheese and marinara sauce on French bread. With the exception of the notorious breaded steak sandwich, most of the sandwiches here, including the Sicilian beef and the Italian sausage, are less than $6. So you'll have a reason to visit again and again. That place rules. Have you ever had their breaded steak sandwich, Esmeralda?
A very long time ago.
Oh, it's so good. Just ridiculous. Dan, do you have a favorite sandwich?
I will suggest two.
Yeah.
The Monster from Heroes.
Oh, man, Heroes.
Yeah, I mean, there's just that. There's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing better in the city.
I love that place, man. Esmeralda, have you ever gone to Heroes?
Again, a very long time ago.
Addison and Western, right across from Lane. That's the best, man. That place is the best.
I used to live about 6 blocks away from there. And even though I now live 20 minutes away from there, anytime Eileen is in the neighborhood, I tell her to buy me one.
It's the thing about it's that place has been there forever since I was a kid. I mean, I grew up on Addison. I was about 6-7 blocks away from there too. And we would go. That's where we would go. If you were going to get a sub in that neighborhood, you wouldn't go anywhere else.
Right.
And it's still exactly the same as it was when I was a kid. Exactly the same. And it looks, the place is exactly the same. The food is exactly the same. It's great. It's great. And nothing smells like a hero sandwich. Nothing. Like from Heroes. Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was meeting some friends over at Ricochet's a few years ago. And I was coming back. I can't remember where I was coming back from. But I ended up, I was taking the Western bus. And I ended up at Addison Western. I was like, oh. So I go across and I get the hero and I bring it with me to Ricochet's. And I walked into Ricochet's and I sat at the bar and I pulled the sandwich out and I opened it and you could smell it. And like three people in the bar went, you went to Heroes. Everybody could identify the sandwich by just the way it looked and the way it smelled. That's from Heroes. So good. The Monster is your choice.
The Monster is my favorite.
That's
yes.
Great.
So, and then outside of Illinois, it's a sandwich we've talked about before. It's called the Gondola. It's from a restaurant called Avanti's, which are big in college towns. There's one in Bloomington Normal for Illinois State, and then there was one in Peoria for Bradley University. It was literally right across from the campus. A sandwich I ate probably, once every 2 weeks for 4 years. And same type of thing anytime anybody goes downstate to visit friends and things like that.
You ask for the Gondola.
Oh, yes.
What does the Gondola consist of?
It is the aforementioned ciabatta bread.
Yes.
And then basically it's just salami and cheese. I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
Yeah.
But it is delicious and perfect for the hungry college student.
Got it. Very, very cool. Esmeralda, do you have any others that you like?
There's a good place up on Clark. It's just after that McDonald's. that's on Bryn Mawr. It's like Bryn Mawr
and
Clark.
Yeah, I used to live
it's
right
just
there.
After
yeah.
there, it's an Italian place. It's again a supermarket, or it's a little market, like Italian market. I forget what it's like.
It's Toronto. It's on Clark. Not is it on Clark or Ashland?
No, it's on Clark.
It's on Clark. Okay.
A Piatta Pronto, I think it's called.
Okay.
They have some tasty Italian sandwiches.
Okay, I lived there for many. I lived in that neighborhood for many, many years. Many years. I don't think I ever had a sandwich from there, though. Wow. I'm an idiot. All right. They picked the corned beef sandwich from Kasha's Deli in Ukraine Village, a Ukrainian village known for dishing up some of the best Polish food in Chicago. The deli can also hold its own when it comes to corned beef. The warm Irish corned beef sandwich is piled with flavorful shaved meat. It's been cooked in-house, pickle slices, lettuce, mustard, a mild Swiss cheese on rye, and it's $5.29. Sounds good to me. The chicken tikka kebab sandwich at the Salam restaurant, Albany Park and Lincoln Park. Have you been to that one? Have you been to the Salam restaurant?
I have too. Usually get kebabs.
Yeah.
I don't get a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, this is a kebab sandwich. So it's a Middle Eastern spot that serves reliably spicy mix of grilled chicken breast pieces that are marinated in a special hot tikka blend, tomatoes, raw onions, tahini, and or hot sauce in a pita or a wrap for $5.99. Accompany it with a side of house-made hummus or baba ganoush and to offset the deliciously slow burn. That place is good, though, man.
Yeah, I enjoy that place.
Yeah. All right, let's see. 773 area code says the best corned beef and pastrami sandwich is at Maury's Deli on 55th and Cornell in Hyde Park. Never been. All right. Mark the Bread Man says the best sub sandwich can be found at Alpine in Elmwood Park. It's just down the street from Johnny's. I've been there, and the place rules. It does rule. Let's see. 312 area code says Natoli and Son on Belmont and 77th Avenue. Belmont and 77th Avenue. What part of the where what neighborhood is that? Or suburb? John says there's a place called Geo's in Burbank, Illinois. It's at 79th and Harlem. They make great cheeseburger and they put gyro meat on top of it all for $3.98. Oh. Oh, that's not fair in life. Ugh. That's another thing I love, man. I love gyros. Oh, man. Do people still call them gyros?
Anyone? Some people do, yes.
Yes.
Jerks.
What?
They're jerks.
They're jerks. You're a jerk if you call it a gyro, jerk. They refer to it as gyros on Seinfeld. You remember the episode where as Kramer says, there's a gyro place at one of the stops on the subway. You could run out. They're already wrapped. You could pay. It's $3. You can get your gyro and then jump back on the train. But they refer to it. Elaine refers to it as a gyro. So they're jerks. Well, they are jerks.
As we learned last Monday morning. So I think case made.
All right. Here's Bill on WGN. We're talking about best sandwiches. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I grew up in the 60s, and I went to Sullivan High School in Rogers Park, and there is this unbelievable place called Ashkenaz on Morris Avenue near the L that had fantastic corned beef sandwiches. I went there during my lunch hour for sandwiches as well, and it was unbelievable. They had the best.
And it's not there anymore?
I don't know. I moved out of there in that area in 72, so I don't know if it's still there.
Okay.
And maybe they might open up another one in the suburbs. But Ashkenaz was the place to go if you wanted good Jewish food.
And it was on Morse by the L?
Yes, Morse on the north side of the street. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think it's I don't think it's there anymore, Bill.
No, I don't think so. There used to be a little Jewel across the street and a Baskin and Robbins back there too. Back in the 60s.
Yeah.
How I remember this, you know, I'm delivering my newspapers and I've been all around the neighborhood, all over the city, suburbs. Yeah. So I, So, but Ashkenaz is the place, was the place to go, and I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for my call.
All right, buddy. Hey, take care. 312-981-7200. All right. We got to take a break here for weather and traffic. We'll talk a few more sandwiches here. Take your phone calls and your texts. And also, we're going to talk about some of the more unique and strange holidays that you can celebrate in October. And, of course, my dad will be calling in a little bit to tell a joke. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're back. We're live in the All-Star Studio, All-State Studio. All-Star? Well, we're All-Stars. Smash Mouth said
hey,
so.
Now.
Isn't that so weird? We both immediately go to Smash Mouth.
It's not like we had a baseball team that literally had the entire starting infield playing, plus Dexter Fowler.
Yeah.
We went Smash Mouth.
Exactly. I remember when that damn song, that and that damn, what's it, that Smooth by Carlos Santana and the idiot from Matchbox 20. Wasn't it the
idiot? Rob Thomas.
It's Matchbox 20, right, he was in?
Yes.
That song and the damn, and that, hey now, you're an all-star, put your face on and go. That was like... when we were in New York with the vinyl shop, everywhere we went, those two songs were playing all the time. All right. Hi. We're back. And we're talking about some great sandwiches that you can get that are cheap. Is that place, because, you know, I mean, I lived in Andersonville for many years, and I used to go to this place on, and I don't know if it's still there, on Foster between Ashland and Clark. On the south side of the street called Taste of Lebanon.
Last I've heard, it's still there.
Oh, that place rules. And it's cheap.
I heard they make a mean lentil soup.
Great, phenomenal lentil soup, but their falafel is the majesty. That place is great. That, and it's real cheap. Real cheap. You can go in there with $5 and eat. At least you could, you know. I mean, I haven't lived there in a long time, but I used to go there all the time. Taste of Lebanon, on Foster between Ashland and Clark, south side of the street. That place rules. So good. All right. Jay in Ohio says, Gene and Jude's Double Dog and Fries is the best cheap meal. Yes. 815 area code says, I kid you not, the best Cuban sandwich I ever had was at the 7-Eleven. On Fort Myers Beach.
Okay, come on.
Well, it wasn't Fort Myers. It was 20 years ago at 3 a.m. after getting back from seeing Michael Jordan play baseball.
Right. Keyword 3 a.m. Everything's delicious at 3 a.m.
Especially things in the 7-Eleven. You know? I personally thought that the cheeseburger shaped like a hot dog on a bun was magnificent.
I'm sure it was.
It was. By the way, you guys know who Michael Simon is, Chef Michael Simon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's one of my favorite people in the world. I love him. I think he's a great chef, and I've had him on the show a couple of times. I got to meet him. He's just an incredible, cool dude and an amazing chef. He's got a show called Burgers, Brew, and Barbecue, which is on Friday nights, and it's another one of those shows where it's like, hi, we're in a city, we're going to go to like 9 different places and eat the food. It's like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with the tattooed human garbage can with the highlights. But he was in Chicago, and God bless him, you know where he went with his buddies?
Where'd he go?
He went to the Diner Grill and had a slinger.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, is there going to the Diner Grill? And the guy he was with was like, they have great cheeseburgers here. And he's absolutely right, because that place never closes, so they never clean the damn grill. So it's seasoned. It's like 35, 40 years of seasoning on that grill. And their burgers are great.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because Eileen and I get into arguments about all the time about whether I need to clean the grill, and I always tell her it's just flavor,
yeah,
and it's better flavor, and she's like, you have to clean it. It's disgusting.
So you lost that, then, in other words.
Of course. actually put foil on the George Foreman now, so I don't have to clean it.
Wow.
That's great.
That stuff just slides off. What do you...
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the way I did it, where I didn't clean it for...
I also, by the way, Dan, I don't think that argument, you're going to win that argument with a diner grill, you know, defense. I don't think that's true. You know.
They at least scrape it.
Yeah.
So there's that much.
Yeah.
Least.
But have you ever had a cheeseburger at the diner grill? Dan, have you ever had a cheeseburger there?
I don't know if I had a cheeseburger.
Sometimes you don't remember. It was back in the day. Whew. Esmeralda, you ever had a cheeseburger from there?
No, the one time I went, I had breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, most people go when they get, you know, omelets and stuff. But every once in a while, I'd get a double cheeseburger. Really, I'm telling you, the burgers there are great. They're great, and I would eat them. I've actually had food there sober. Not most of the time that I had gone to the diner grill over the years, I was drunk. There's no question about it. And they talk about that in the episode. They said, the guy behind the counter, they asked him, have you ever served a slinger to someone who wasn't drunk? And he went, no. There was no hesitation. He just went, no. But I just thought that was cool, man. Michael Simon in Chicago stops at the diner grill. And he finished it. He finished the slinger. So he got himself the certificate, the I finished the slinger certificate. I bet he framed it and he put it on his wall in his house right above his mansion. He has a house on top of his mansion, is what I meant. Jeez.
Death will live forever, too.
That's right. All right. Jimmy says Jay's beef. Yes, I enjoy Jay's beef. I also like Roma's. You ever been to Roma's Italian beef, Esmeralda?
I have not.
It's on Cicero near Montrose.
Nope.
Yeah, man. I always go in there when I was in when I went to high school at Luther. We used to go there all the time, and I had a couple friends who worked there. And one of the guys that worked there, I think I told this story before. One of the guys that worked there actually dealt in bootleg VHS tapes. So I got a beef and Raiders of the Lost Ark one day when Raiders of the Lost Ark was still in the theaters. I was like, I'll take a beef with Hot and Sweet, and give me Raiders of the Lost Ark too.
You put it in a paper bag for you?
Yeah, don't dip the tape. Dip the sandwich. Don't dip the tape. The guy was selling bootleg tapes out of Roma's. I don't think he still works. This was like 30 years ago. Well, when Raiders came out 35 years ago? It came out in 81. Statute of limitations, right? He used to say, hey, man, I can get any movie you want, man. Right out of Roma's. Get yourself some beef, fries. And then I'll take Escape from New York on VHS, please. Thank you. All right. Mark says Captain Nemo's. Captain Nemo's is weird, man. They put that weird juice on their sandwiches. You know what I'm talking about, Dan? You ever go to Captain Nemo's?
I have driven past it several times but never actually entered.
You know, as someone who worked at Ty's, it was right across the street, so every once in a while I would go there.
Is it ever open?
It closes early, I will say that.
It looks very deserted.
Yeah, it's closed. I think they close at like 6 or something. I think they're open like 10 a.m. to 6 or something. But they put some weird sort of juice. They call it special juice or something. I don't know what they call it, but they put some weird juice on it. It's a weird place. And even the way it's... Have you been inside, Dan? No, you've just driven past. Esmeralda, you've never been?
No, it's always closed.
They got weird on every booth... They have, like, weird characters made out of wood, so it looks like you're sitting.
Yeah, and that's why I always think. I'm like, oh, it's open. Oh, no, those weird things.
It's the weird wooden characters. And they're all, they're just like there's a hockey player with his teeth knocked out, sitting in his gear. Like, he's in his hockey gear with his teeth knocked out and a black eye, and he's enjoying a Captain Nemo, you know, juice-soaked sandwich. The soup there is good, though. They have a different soup every day, so you get like a half. You get a half a sub with the weird juice, the special juice on it, and then you get like a cup of soup, and then sit with a bunch of weird cartoon characters made of wood. There's like dogs and stuff sitting there. They're like, whose idea? Who thought this was a really great way to to decorate a restaurant? Oh man. There's another. There's more than one Captain Nemo's, right? Because I thought there was one, like near Rogers Park, up north. I think there was one up north in Rogers Park, but I know the one on Ashland is right across from Ty's on Ashland. That's been there for years. That place has been there forever. And I'm wondering if the other Captain Nemo's is decorated in the same way with the weirdo cartoon characters that are sitting at your booth. All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up, then we'll wrap up the sandwich talk, and then get into some weird holidays that you can celebrate here in October. And my dad will be calling in and telling a joke, sponsored by the Gale Street Inn. Hi, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 5 o'clock is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, coming up in just a few, and then at 6 o'clock is my hero, the man, Steve Cochran, with your morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to talk about offbeat holidays that you could celebrate in the month of October. My dad's going to call in a few minutes to tell a joke, which is brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. We thank everybody at the Gale Street Inn and George and everybody and for sponsoring us and serving phenomenal food in Jefferson Park. So that's coming up. And we're talking about sandwiches, like the best cheap sandwiches that you can have in the city. And tons of people have been texting in as well. 630 area code says Augustino's Rock and Roll Deli in Carroll Stream. Yeah, man, Rock and Roll Deli. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Somebody messed with my... Hang on. Hold on a minute. All right. Coming in here on the weekend, messing with my reverb. Come in here and mess with my button. Don't do that. Let's see. Budaki's near Damon and Lawrence, the best Polish in the world. Where's that? I mean, I know where Damon and Lawrence is.
It's over.
Do you know where? Have you been there?
It's a little bit south. Or no, wait, hold on. It's south of Lawrence.
Is it? I mean, where the Sears is. Where is it from there?
No. It's on Damon.
Oh, it's on Damon.
Yeah.
Oh, but Damon and Lawrence is where.
So it's south of Lawrence.
Okay.
There is a bar and grill there that I've never been into because it looks weird.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's okay. It's just kind of a burger place. I thought they just kind of used whatever,
like
hot dogs and Polishes.
Yeah. 773 area code says Punky's in Bridgeport has a pot roast sandwich. That is to die for. It comes with carrots, potatoes, and onions on it. Oh, man. Don't even. Please. I would eat that all day. By the way, Esmeralda, have you ever seen that? Dan, I think you have. Have you ever seen the video montage of Guy Fieri eating with Johnny Cash's Hurt playing?
Yes.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Then I've seen the one where the food's coming the opposite way.
Yeah. Yes. But that I'm telling you that whoever thought to do that to do this montage of Guy Fieri just stuffing his face while Johnny Cash's version of Hurt is playing is genius. All right. 309 area code says there's Al and Joe's in Franklin Park and Ozzy's Subs in Northlake. People who went to East Layden High School were all about Al's and Joe's. West Layden were Ozzy's. Oh. This is for you, Dan. You read this. You can also get a gondola at a place called Carleone's in Morris. The two guys that own it went to Illinois State and wanted to open Avante's. The Avante's folks didn't want to expand, so they gave them the recipes.
Oh, well, that's nice.
There Isn't you that go. A nice story? I was like, that's pretty cool.
It's nice. Corleone's, does that mean they also serve horse heads?
Wait a minute now. Hold on.
All right.
It's only on Sundays.
And they
and during Lent.
They deliver they deliver it right to your bed.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
630 area code, and another vote for Natoli's on Northwest Highway across Northwest side across from Elmwood Park, and subs are amazing. Manjovins has great dogs, but the greasy fries are the best ever. Used to go to Manjovins. They were on Damon.
Yeah, they're on Damon. They're near Belmont. Yeah. I've never been in. But.
They switched location. They moved like a block away. Because they used to be, and I don't know, because I'm not in that area anymore. Is there still a Dolly Madison outlet store there?
I've never seen that.
Because there used to be a Dolly Madison outlet store, and right across the street from that was Manjovins. And we would, if we would go to Manjovins, we would stop at the Dolly Madison and get
on Damon?
Yeah.
No.
It's not there?
No.
Okay. This is probably a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
You know, this is when I was a kid. But we used to go there and get, like, cheap bread and, like, what are the snack cakes that Dolly Madison has? No, they don't have Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos or Hostess. Dolly Madison had, Zingers. They had, like, Zingers and stuff like that. And they were, like, the competition for Hostess. And they had an outlet store right there at Damon, so we would get hot dogs and stuff from Manjovins, and then bread and stuff from the Dolly Madison. And then finally, Romano's. We got an egg. How about this? Romano's is great in Franklin Park. 815 area code says the egg salad at 7-Eleven is surprisingly delicious.
I've eaten that egg salad and the chicken salad.
Cozy Corner has the super dog. It's a dog in a tamale in a bun dressed with chili and cheese.
Oh, that's that mother-in-law.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, because it gives you heartburn like
oh,
your mother-in-law.
Oh, wait a minute. Your mother-in-law has the heartburn.
I think you have to use that specific tamale that the one they make here.
Yeah, the
forget what it's
Tin
called.
Tin, Tim.
Yeah.
Toon Toon.
Right, yep.
Tip, tip, top, top, toop,
uh-huh,
toop.
Just keep going. We'll figure it out.
It's something like that, though. It's like tin, yeah. Tin, tip, tip, toop, toop. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And it comes in the paper. It's wrapped in
right.
The paper. Yeah.
Keith
says there are three Captain Nemos. The one on Ashland, another at 7367 North Clark. That's the one I was talking to. And the one in Winnetka. All right.
Winnetka?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you want to see weird cartoon
place.
Characters sitting at your booth. Tip top, toot toot.
No.
Tim Tim.
No.
Toot toot. Something.
No.
Dan, can you find out the brand name of the?
It's gonna keep going if you don't.
Of the Chicago like tamale that you would get at hot dog stands.
Somebody texted in Tom Tom.
Tom Tom. That's
there
it.
There it is.
Tip toot.
Yep.
It's Tom Tom. I can't believe I have a radio show.